For some, volunteerism overseas is almost like a rite of passage, but it can be dangerous at the best of times, and safety concerns have only grown since September 11th. Zahara Heckscher is the co-author of a new book, How to Live Your Dream of Volunteering Overseas. She says that volunteering hasn't become any more dangerous today.
My honest answer is probably not. Although we can never predict exactly what's going to happen, the real dangers to volunteers now, as before September 11th, are not being a victim of terrorism. It's the more mundane dangers such as traffic accidents, illness, crime, and the chances of those types of violence are the same as they were before September 11th.
Zahara, if somebody was really bound and determined to go overseas, what would you recommend?
Well, my first piece of advice would be to do it. And my second piece of advice would be to do it wisely. Volunteer carefully. Choose the program you're volunteering with carefully. Choose the country that you're going to volunteer with carefully, and prepare extremely well for your volunteer experience. I think the best piece of advice I can offer is to talk to returned volunteers from any program you're considering, and talk to volunteers who've been specifically to the country that you're interested in going to the program you're interested in volunteering with within that country. If an organization will not share the contact information from returned volunteers, they're hiding something, and you should avoid that organization. The second thing in terms of preparing is to do as much research as you possibly can before you go overseas.
I understand that you have categorized some countries as more difficult to volunteer in and others are less difficult to volunteer in. How do you arrange this schematic?
Well, the level of difficulty, of course, depends on the type of work that you're doing. If you're looking at political safety and focusing on that question, I think countries such as Colombia, Afghanistan, of course, Somalia, Indonesia have a higher level of instability than countries, for example, such as Costa Rica, which has been extremely stable. So I always urge volunteers on their first experience overseas to really, really focus on countries such as Costa Rica, where they won't have to be concerned about those issues.
This past week, an American missionary was killed and his wife wounded during a rescue effort in the southern Philippines. They'd been hostages for almost a year. You've been in some fairly scary situations yourself, I understand. What's your experience been like?
Well, I've been in some scary situations. I was in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, when the embassy bomb went off. I was close enough to hear it, but not to see it. But despite those dangers, in general, when I've been overseas volunteering, I felt more safe than I felt, for example, last night walking home from the metro at 9 o'clock at night on a dangerous street. So when I travel now, what I'm concerned about really is getting sick and getting in a car accident. Those are the statistically significant dangers.
Zahara, will you be going overseas to volunteer again anytime soon?
I will. I don't know exactly when and where, but it's the kind of thing where once you do it, you fall in love with the experience of being overseas, working with people, learning about other cultures, and it's something I can't recommend it for everyone, because if you're not flexible, if you're not adventurous, if you're not extremely patient, then volunteering might be a bit disappointing for you. But I think it can be a really, really wonderful way for people in this country to get a sense of what's really going on around the world, and also for people in other countries to learn about some of the best things this country has to offer.
Zahara Heckscher is the co-author of How to Live Your Dream of Volunteering Overseas. For more on this subject, you can go to www.npr.org. Zahara, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.